Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our very special guest, Jonathan Grzybowski. Jonathan is a rogue risk taker turned entrepreneur and national thought leader in business development and digital marketing. He is the co-founder of Penji, an on-demand graphic design membership without limitations. Penji offers unlimited graphic design all at one flat monthly rate. He is also the host of the number one business podcast, Blind Entrepreneur. His mission with his podcast and business is to empower the next generation of entrepreneurs so they too can execute their vision. I am so excited to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for the time. Excited to chat and have some fun today.
All right, beautiful. Well, I like to believe that men on purpose are called. So you clearly have a mission and you are executing that mission in a number of ways. I'd love to hear what called you into creating Penji and also what called you into creating your podcast, The Blind Entrepreneur.
Well, the podcast in particular, we'll start there. I think entrepreneurship in general is an extremely dark and lonely place. And it is romanticized in social media. And it is kind of cool to be an entrepreneur as long as you're taking pictures of yourself with like a nice car and all this other fun stuff. And I can almost guarantee that the people that are doing that is probably not theirs because entrepreneurship is so beautiful, but at the same time, it is dark. And I'm not trying to be negative by any stretch of the imagination, but the highs are highs and the lows are really low. And a lot of people don't understand what is in between that beauty and that negative.
Tragedy. Let's call it tragedy.
Yeah, the tragedy. Exactly. I like that word. The beauty and the tragedy. And in between is that really hard work, that grit. And that's the part that I love, is that in between. And so I started the podcast because it's hard to network. You know, like we're in Philadelphia. I'm right outside Philadelphia in Camden, New Jersey. And I can go to networking events. Philadelphia's behind me. So I'm pointing behind me, even though the people that are listening, they can't see me. But it's easy to go to networking events and it's easy to collect cards. But it's extremely difficult to build a relationship with those people that you collect cards with. And so I started a podcast for the full purpose of making friends. And so now I get to meet people like you and we build a relationship. I've interviewed over 200 other people. So it's just this amazing conversation that has always had and I love it. So that's the podcast thing. The business, Penji, we used to be a digital marketing agency. And when I started the digital marketing agency, I had to look at myself in the mirror and I say, well, I can hire somebody or I can do it myself. And in the very beginning, when we first started, it was extremely difficult for me to hire somebody because 6 years ago, there was nothing. And so I did the most logical thing in the world, which is I actually designed everything myself. Now, if you want to know my design skills, it is close to as negative can get. I am not skilled at all. I am not trained. I know the bare minimum to get by. And so that need of constantly finding the right designer was always a problem that we had. We got to a point within our digital marketing agency where we felt that we filled that need and then created a business surrounding it. And that's what Penji is today. So Penji helps you get the graphic designs you need by offering unlimited graphic design and unlimited revisions at one flat monthly rate. And rather than hiring or rather than interviewing all these designers that may fit your business, all you have to do is sign up on a website and you get started almost immediately with that team.
Beautiful. Well, there's two totally different directions that I can go here. So I'm going to go back to the blind entrepreneur, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. You know, I totally agree with you that entrepreneurship has its ups and downs. And you did say that it's that in between, the when you're doing the work, that is your sweet spot. I like to think it's not so much hard work as it's devotion. Like, that's the place where you have to show up with courage. And courage for me is wholeheartedly, like wholeheartedly engaging, wholeheartedly like advancing the plan, moving the ball forward in a completely wholehearted way with lots of focus and devotion. So I want to ask you about courage, and like, what do you do to exercise your own courage muscle and to keep yourself in momentum and devoted, whether it's in Penji or with your podcast? You know, are there some things that you do to gird your own heart, you know, strengthen your own heart to keep moving forward, especially when things start to look like they're going down into the tragedy zone?
Yeah. My first initial reaction based off of the beginning half of the question was, I'm not afraid to hear the word no. And I've built my psyche in a way where I just don't care. Like, I mean, I care deeply, but like, if you tell me no, I'm just going to move on and find somebody else that is going to say yes. And so whether that's like a podcast guest that like is way out of my league and has no idea who I am, or whether that's a prospect, or whether that's maybe somebody who may be interested in Penji, that if they're not interested, they don't get it, then I can do as much as I humanly possibly can to educate them. But if they keep saying no, you don't have to keep convincing that person, because they're not going to see it regardless if you convince them. And that goes with like conversations in life, and that goes with business conversations and sales and things like that. So I have a really good internal psyche that I could reset pretty well after a really tough conversation. And then the later half of your question, I thought to myself, well, I think something else that builds character to want to continue is having an amazing team and talking to them and asking them, and even talking to our customers, what do you want to see in Penji and how can we be better? That initial curiosity, I think, can allow your business to grow exponentially if you're just constantly putting yourself forward in order to understand why your customers are coming to you, and understand why they're leaving you, and understand why does this person love you versus this person not love you. So those are the things that kind of fuel me to be who I am in some ways.
Beautiful. Awesome. Well, I love that you have some kind of way of internally resetting yourself when you do get a no. And I think that that's such a powerful message that you're bringing to the table, because the truth is, as an entrepreneur, you're going to get way more no's than you are going to get yeses. And you're going to get no's from every single direction. You'll get no's from your technical people. You'll get no's from your bankers. You'll get no's from your customers. And you have to have that internal capacity to just like literally bounce back and say, okay, where's the yes? You know, like put your little radar out for where's the yes. So thank you for that. I'd love to ask you about creation, because I also believe that Men on Purpose are highly creative, and clearly you are. You created your podcast, you created Penji, and even though you weren't a designer, like you went into a space where you personally aren't a designer, but you made the decision to create something in that realm. So I'd love to hear about your creation process, and you know, where do you source inspiration from?
Inspiration comes for me for a need, and I think I go through periods of my life where I'm more creative than others. And I always try and find a way to test my limit and test my ability to the best that I can, both like physically and mentally and creatively. So sometimes I challenge myself in like, well, can I be a vegan, right? Or can I be a vegetarian? Or can I be, to answer the question, it would be more goal-centric, right? Can I accomplish this in a day? Can I accomplish this week? Can I accomplish this month, this year, et cetera? And whether that's creatively or in our business, we're very goal-centric. And so we have a sheet on Penji that every single day that we come in, we set our goal for the day. Sometimes we have weekly goals and sometimes we have monthly goals. And holding true to that and only doing the things that matter on that list are incredibly vital. And so what can you do while looking at that sheet and say, this is the most important thing in my day that I need to get done and only do that one thing? Like, I'll be perfectly honest. You're the first person that I've emailed all day today. I emailed you because I told you I was going to be late today, and it's now 4:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're the first person I've emailed all day today. Because my email, no offense, no, whoever's emailing me, it doesn't matter right now. Like, they can wait. They can wait. They can wait till maybe later tonight. They can wait till tomorrow morning. I know that there's nothing in my inbox right now that needs to be done right this very second. But I know that there's going to be some ad creative that needs to be launched by Friday. And that's way more important than any pressing email right now, because that's going to be the driving force to growth within our company. And so if you can identify those things of need versus like want, because it's really easy to answer your email and it's really easy to make that post on social media, but it's really difficult to do that thing that pisses you off or that you don't like doing. You need to focus on that important thing.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, that, you know, really speaks more actually to checking in, like really holding yourself accountable. And I really appreciate how clearly you brought to the table how you hold yourself accountable. I do want to dive a little bit into the original like inspiration for creating something new, but why don't we do that when we come back from the break? Because we're already there. We're already at the break. It's amazing how fast this goes. So we're going to just take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to speak a little bit with Jonathan about creativity and some more great questions. But for now, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Cyprus and Honduras recently. So we will be right back in just a moment with Jonathan Grzybowski.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Jonathan Grzybowski. He is the founder of Penji, which is an on-demand graphic design membership without limitations, and the host of the number one business podcast, Blind Entrepreneur. So you can find out more about Jonathan and especially about Penji by going to Penji, PENJI.co. That's .co. And we'll have that information in the show notes. So welcome back, Jonathan. So glad that you are able to be with us today. We talked a lot about how you set goals for yourself and you are really clear on what your priorities are and you are really super accountable. It sounds like you're a super accountable guy. What I would like to know is, where do you get inspiration for the new idea, like for Penji, for the Blind Entrepreneur, for whatever you maybe have cooking in your pot right now that you haven't put out into the world yet? You know, how do you connect in with that source of inspiration yourself? And, you know, where have you gotten inspiration from in the past?
I wish that I could say that I gained inspiration behind a particular thing. Like, I really want to be able to say, like, well, it's because my family, or it's like my faith, you know, like I'm not a faith type of person and I love my family, but you know, that's not something where I gain inspiration from. I would say a lot of it is self-motivation. I'd say a lot of it is drive. I'd say a lot of it, you know, could potentially be wanting to prove people wrong, because, you know, there's something that I've always been, I guess I've always been taken seriously, but I've always been doubted. And whether that's from a family perspective or whether that is from a friend's perspective, And so here we are running an amazing company. So maybe that is like more motivation than it is creativity. But I like to explain the process of how we test the creativity, because Penji wasn't supposed to be Penji. Penji turned into Penji because of a hypothesis, really. And so when we created Penji, we were running our digital marketing agency. And we're like, you know, we think this could be good. Penji, the 1.0 was actually unlimited design and unlimited development. And we're like, we sent a ton of surveys to people and we said, hey, we want to build this. Would you buy it if we build it? And a lot of people said yes. So we're like, okay, cool. Let's start it and see if people bought it. And we started it and then people bought it. And then we added technology into it based off of once we got a good customer base. And so that was like one creative angle, which then turned into a business. So I think that constant state of curiosity is really important for us. And if you have that itch, don't just like change course. Like for me right now, we have 35 people. And if me and my co-founder, if we change any type of course, it can drastically shift the company. So like we can't act on impulse. We have to be mature about it and we have to be smart, because these are people's lives that we're dealing with now, right? It's not just my life anymore. It's everybody else's. So if we have a hypothesis, we have to test it before we launch it. And we have to make sure that it is the right thing or it could be costly. That's definitely the main thing. But outside of that, if you're thinking about doing something creative, just do a micro campaign. You know, maybe you want to create more content. Okay, well then start creating content weekly, right? Or like monthly. Hey, I want to create more content in 2019. Okay, well start actually creating content and then start building that consistency and then go from there. And then you can start building the habit, and then the habit turns into like a real, it could turn into a business or it could turn into marketing, whatever it may be, but you have to build that habit.
Yeah, beautiful. I love all the things that you said there, Jonathan. I especially like the awareness that you have as a founder, that if you succumb to an impulse, you actually create a massive ripple effect in your company, and Absolutely. That consistency is so important. So let's talk about that commitment that you have. Do you have anything that you do in your own personal practice or in your own life to just maintain that commitment to the forward motion of your company and of your vision? You know, one of the things that I heard that you said in there was, you know, not only do you not be impulsive, but you have to stay consistent. It strikes me that you have more of like a scientific approach and a curiosity approach to things rather than a like burst of creation and then see what happens, like see what hit the wall and stuck. So I'd love to know if you have in your own life or your own personal practice or in your corporate practice, ways that, you know, practices that you use to stay consistent, to stay committed, to stay on course.
I'm in the process of getting a document for you, which I think could be of value to the people. I mean, this is like, I mean, if you're listening to this on a podcast, then you are hearing me go through a piece of paper that's called the management overview. And basically on the document, it says current sales projections, the themes of the week, books to read, articles to read. And then there's two columns, right? So the column is personal accomplishments and team accomplishments. And so you can go through this book and you'll see like every single week I'm writing in it. So there's that. And I'm probably going to have to retire this soon because 2018 is pretty much done. I mean, I do the basic stuff that I'm sure a lot of other like entrepreneurs do. So I'll do like a headspace. I'll do like a meditation. My practice for meditation isn't all that strong. I do it when I think I need it. I work out every single day, at least 6 days a week. I eat moderately healthy for the most part. I'm really into just like, if you're good food for your soul, then you're bound to be able to deliver that throughout your company. So, I mean, these are like small things that I do. I'm really hard on myself, probably too hard on myself. But yeah, I mean, those are just a couple of things that come to my mind.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that you actually have something that you could pick up and show me in your hands. Yeah. So, like, this is what we do to make sure that we are staying committed. And I like that you also put accomplishments first. So one thing that I know that men on purpose need to do, often this question gets answered with, boy, I need to do that better. But you seem to already have a system in place for your celebrations. So what do you do to celebrate when you have an accomplishment besides writing it down in your special book there?
Oh, man, that is the one thing that I can say I suck at. Like, I write it down, but like, it doesn't mean that like I celebrate it. I could say that as my biggest area of opportunity is celebrating small wins. I know that there is a couple of accomplishments that we've had this past year. And I remember looking at it for like maybe 30 seconds and being like, cool. And then moving on. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but just that I have this overwhelming desire to not be fulfilled. And I don't know if that is a problem or a motivating factor. It's hard to say, but I've always wanted more. And I could be on the rat race where I could just be searching for more forever. Mm-hmm. Maybe that comes with age. I'm not sure, but that's just like my motivating factor is like, how can I do better than what I did yesterday?
Let me ask you, this is kind of a funny question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you could go back to the moment that you made that accomplishment, which you basically said, okay, done with that, and you moved on. If you could go back in time and take a moment to celebrate, what might
what would I do? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I wish...
Jonathan you were right then.
Yeah, I wish I could answer the question. The first thing that comes to my mind, if you need something, I would go to an awesome restaurant. And I love food. So Philadelphia has an amazing wine scene, has an amazing food scene. So I would probably get like a bottle of wine. I would mix it with some really good food. I would just eat it, you know, just go back home and probably get back to work. I know it's not the sexiest answer in the world, but food and wine to me are the quintessential things that celebrate life. Yeah. And I think like, if you're going to do it, share it with others. So I'd probably share like the bottle with, you know, maybe my girlfriend who I might be with. She lives in Kansas City, so I don't get to see her too often. Or maybe like the random person next to me and be like, I had an effing awesome week. Here's a glass. Let's celebrate. But yeah, I mean, if you want to be more specific, I love white wine. I love cava. I love champagne. I don't really drink too much champagne, but I'm more on the cava side if you're a wine snob. And I also love any white, like a Gewürztraminer or anything. Just Chardonnays are pretty good too. I can go on and on.
Good enough. Yeah. Good enough. I feel better. I feel like we've celebrated
the Jonathan. You know me a little bit more now.
Yeah, I know you a little bit more now. And we've celebrated the Jonathan that you were when you made that accomplishment, even if we only did it in the imagination.
There you go.
So, yeah. And, you know, I also believe that anybody who's a leader, the more you grow your team, the more your capacity, this is my belief, the more your capacity to celebrate actually pays massive dividends. Because if you celebrate and then you bring your team on board to celebrate as well, it's like rocket fuel in my mind for positive vibrations in your business and positive growth. So, all right. Well, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find you. We're going to say again that you can find Jonathan at penji.co, penji.co. Already the end. I can't believe it, but it is. So I want to thank you again, Jonathan, for being here with us today and for your great accomplishments, both with Penji and with Blind Entrepreneur Podcast. Definitely, guys, check out his podcast as well and give him some ratings and reviews and shout outs and let him know that you heard him on the Men on Purpose podcast. And listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open and remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.